Neon, you know? Sort of miss the old days sometimes. You know, you got your hockey game going here, you got your pro wrestling over here, you know? But now with a quieter number, our own George Wurzbach. I write a lot of songs about my father, which really annoys him. I mean, it gives him an opportunity to see how he looks through my eyes. And that's what annoys him. Anyway, this is an absolutely true story. God's honest truth. And if I'm lying, may the earth crack open a fiery, hellish hole and suck me in. Oh, aren't you brave? Back in Brooklyn, when I was 10, as if to prove that we were men, my friends and I would trash each other's family. We were morons, I know that now. I let them call my mom a cow, but somehow that measured my virility. And then one day, they threw a curve. They struck a raw nerve and found the shameful secret I had kept. But I took it like a man. I stood my stand. And then I wept, 'cause when your father looks like Mo, you know, the guy from the Three Stooges, life can be so cruel. In school I was a sitting duck. Behind my back I heard nyah, nyah. And if that wasn't bad enough, sometimes they'd bop my nose. To look at me you might conceive, more likely, my father looked like Curly, but no, he looked like Mo. La 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 la. I asked my father straight out one day why he chose to look that way. His shiny jet black hair cut like an Eskimo. And though I'd hoped his reply would be some father-son philosophy, all he said to me was, "Who the heck is Mo?" And I said, "Dad, it's me." They tease, "I'm bad. And there we stood, both eye to eye, guy to guy. And he said, "Certainly, 'cause when your father looks like Mo, you know, the guy from the Three Stooges, life can be so cruel." But he marched off to the barber chair. He kept his word, he cut his hair. And you would think that then and there I'd have been content, but damn if that was not the year they signed up a replacement in the lineup. And yeah, you guessed, my father looked like Shemp. La 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 la
Modern Man is the group.
Thank you very much.
And if you like humorous songs, there's a lot they've recorded. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger. A charge, by the way, to Carrie for also knowing Tom Corbett and for mentioning that Brandon Cruz, who played Eddie in the TV show, has been trying to get a star on the Walk of Fame for Bill Bixby. She also mentioned that her brother Jimmy really enjoyed watching The Courtship of Eddie's Father. This is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ-FM Grove City, WCUC-FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, and slbradio.org/radio. The Soundhound is coming by in a moment.
When we're riding in the car in the middle of the night, and he turns to the left when he should have turned right, he will never ask directions about the route that he took. He's just staring at a road map. Dad's got that look. Dad's got that look. You can see it everywhere. He said he just doesn't know, that he just doesn't care. Is it he hasn't had the time, or that he hasn't got a clue? My dad's got that look. I bet yours does too. When he's reading his paper after supper in his chair, I ask for help with my homework, and all he does is sit and stare. And he can't answer any questions that I show him in the book. He says, go ask your mother. Dad's got that look. Dad's got that look. You can see it everywhere. Is it he just doesn't know, or that he just doesn't care? Is it he hasn't got the time, or that he hasn't got a clue? My dad's got that look. I bet yours does too. The night he had a meet, and there's a big game on. He said, I'll use the VCR. We record it while I'm gone. He said, reading all the manual from the beginning to the end, just scratching his head. I know it's happening again. Dad's got that look. You can see it everywhere. Is it he just doesn't know, or that he just doesn't care? Is it he hasn't got the time, or that he hasn't got a clue? My dad's got that look. I bet yours does too. Tucks me in at night, and we're both lying in the bed. I ask him, where do babies come from, and what's it feel like when you're dead? And why are there wars, and is there life in outer space? I know it's dark in the room, I know what's happening to his face. Dad's got that look, you can see it everywhere. Is it he just doesn't know, or that he just doesn't care? He hasn't got the time, or that he hasn't got a clue. My dad's got that look. always does too.
That is John McCutcheon from the Saturday Light Brigade Father's Day Library. Jim in Crafton Heights, thank you for an article you just sent along, or for a reference that you sent. We were talking about the courtship of Eddie's father last hour, and it turns out that Bill Bixby actually became a surrogate father of sorts to Brandon Cruz, who played his son on the program. And I have an article here where Bill Bixby talks a great deal about the fact that he didn't really have a great relationship with his dad, and it was important to him for the show to model a loving relationship between a father and a son, and how he developed a relationship with Brandon Cruz, who also did not have a good relationship with his father. And I appreciate your sending that along. That's a backstory I've never heard, and I confirmed it from a few different sources. Thank you, Jim, for sending that.
A-Plus Schools joins you in supporting SLB Radio. The mission of A-Plus Schools is to make sure that all children in Pittsburgh get the high-quality education they deserve. A-Plus Schools' 2022 report to the community provides a thorough and objective look at Pittsburgh's public and charter schools, offering families, community organizations, policymakers, and concerned citizens with critical data about student achievement, student growth, school climate, teaching, and more. A copy of this report and more information about A-Plus Schools is available at ourschoolspittsburgh.org.
Well, the Sound Hound is coming by to give you a chance to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge. And let's see if we can get the sound away. Come here, come on over. And let's see if I can get the sound away from the Sound Hound. He always gets more ferocious. There it is. Can you identify this sound? Four, one, two, 200, 5975. One more time. If you can identify it, 412-200-5975, a Saturday Light Brigade charge will come your way. Thank you, Sound Hound, for bringing it along to us. You can also reach us at 1-888-752-7234. This is Hot Soup. The song is called Grandfather's Chair.
Papers flew over the seas to preserve. sat on his knees. The arms of his chair stretched long and wide. Those arms still beckon to me. Those arms have wings that carry me back to sit on Grandpa's knee. Story from Winnie the Pooh, and he'd travel from Venice to Bonn. We'd laugh every time, poor old wooden haired Pooh, and he'd bring me a doll that he'd bought in Ceylon. To my grandfather's chair holds texts and poetry, and his boxy old AM radio plays Mozart's symphonies. I say goodnight, I start up the stairs, but I turn around to see his work now done. The table's bare, eyes closed, his hands dance through the air, conducting Mozart's symphonies, till I climb back on his knees. The arms of his chair stretch long and wide, those arms still beckon to me. Those arms have wings that carry
a nice song from the group called Hot Soup. And if you've had trouble getting through, lines are open again at 412-200-5975. Once again, the Sound Hound is here, and here's the sound that he brought along for today. And we'll give you a little bit more time to guess. 412-200-5975. As Ricky answers some phones, Stu in McCandless came up with the correct answer, and I need to share a little bit more about his answer in a bit. John and Herrick thought it might be an elevator. Addie in East Deer got it. Jack got the correct answer, saying, "Did I win?" And Jack, "Yes, you got it very quickly." And Jack is listening along with Ty. Ty had a variation on that answer, but actually we'll accept a few different answers for this one, because there are several things it could be based on the sound. Rich in Freeport came up with it. And I mentioned Ty. Jack's dad got it too. And Kevin, good morning. You are correct. And Bruce and Ingram also came up with the correct answer. And Jack, your guess your first guess. There's sort of an indoor version of this and an outdoor version of this, but they both kind of work on the same principle. So you and your dad ended up being both right, which is kind of neat when you think about it. Here's that sound again. And Russ in North Carolina, Kang to be exact, got it. And Charlie, a good guess. He was thinking it might be an automatic washer, a timer, starting a cycle and then filling with water. It is something automatic, but not that. Mrs. Edwards, good morning. It's so good to hear from you. She has the correct answer. Anne is in Monroeville. And Drew has the correct answer, too, as does Mike in Mars. Mrs. Pudge in Lamartine has the correct answer. Hello, Mrs. Pudge. You've got it. And Tommy in Virginia also has the correct answer. And Brian has been patiently holding on to share the answer with us. Hello, Brian. Thank you.
Hey, what's up? What's up, Larry? How's your Saturday? Good?
So far, so good. Thank you for patiently hanging on,
you're
too.
You're quite welcome. You are quite welcome. It's lighting a propane grill.
Absolutely. Lighting a gas grill or a gas stove, and that's what it sounds like. You hear the igniter, and then suddenly the whoosh.
Whoosh.
If you've got one of those automatic igniters. We have one on our fireplace, which I like a great deal. It gets the job done.
Now, are you guys going to see Taylor Swift tonight or no?
We are not. We're probably going to go hear music, but not that I dislike Taylor Swift, but it's kind of hard to see something in a big crowd like that.
I totally agree. There were like tons of people over at Acrisure Stadium last night.
It should. A lot of listeners have called to tell us they're heading to the show, which is totally fine. I mean, I'm glad. Not that I need to approve it, but
can't get her on as an interview. You know, here. You know, what I mean,
you know, we could try that. I didn't think to do that, but Jimmy Roach once hugged Taylor Swift, and he's been offering free hugs to people.
I love a hug from her too, you know.
She's actually very talented, and is proof that commercial success and quality aren't necessarily mutually exclusive. And a lot of the kids we work with really are fans of her music, and with good reason too. So,
and I hear she's single too, Larry. If I got a chance to date her, I'd definitely let you guys know. You know what I mean?
We'll leave that between you and
Hey, you be good, man. Okay.
Cool. Thanks. Take care. That's Brian. And Linda just got the correct answer. Well done, Linda. We were looking for the lighting of a gas grill or of a stove. And Steve was mentioning that song. Steve was not that song, that sound was one he remembers from his mom's kitchen growing up, and the first time they got a stove that had that automatic feature on it. Also, I'm looking forward here. Stu, right out of the gate, knew that sound, and he said that's lighting an acetylene torch. And indeed, lighting any kind of flammable gas powered device has that sort of sound to it, and he mentioned how much that makes him think of his dad. And I got to thinking, I don't think my dad ever lit an acetylene torch to do work. But then I got to thinking, my dad was a metallurgist, and I've got to believe at points in his career he probably did need to learn how to weld I know he did a lot of work in metal alloys, and that's a question I would love to be able to ask him if I could. Maybe my brothers might know. Well, we are fortunate this morning to have Wayne Brenda with us for a couple of reasons. First, to talk about a play that just opened. And also, we're fortunate to have him here because it opened last night, and I suspect he's waking up still. I hope the opening went well. How are you, Wayne?
I'm doing okay, Larry. Thank you so much. No, the preview actually went very well last night.
Ah.
So the audience was very, very, they really liked it a lot. They loved it a lot. In fact, I went up to one parent and I asked how they liked it, and he said he had a little boy in his arms, and he said, so let me ask my little son, what did my little son think of it? And he said, I loved it.
Oh, that's great. Well, it's called The Boxcar Children, and
right.
It runs through June 25th, Fridays,
that's
Saturdays,
right.
And Sundays, including tonight at 7 and tomorrow at 2:30 at the new Hazlett Theater. What's the plot outline for The Boxcar Children?
Yeah, basically it's based on a series of books that were first written back in 1924, but there's a whole series of books about these homeless kids. The four children that unfortunately their parents were killed, and so they wanted to go out on their own, you know. And they wanted to basically survive on their own, and they learn how to survive on their own through a lot of encounters and a lot of journeys. And the idea, it's really a story of friendship. It's a story of family. It's a story of working together. And it's a story of the power of what kids can do, you know. It's really amazing. And what they do, they find as they're discovering how to survive, there's a social worker who is really kind of upset because they got away from her. And so she's trying to find them. She's trying to make sure that they're okay. And one of the boys, Henry, meets a doctor in town, does some work for him. And between the doctor and the social worker, they discover that they can help these kids. And they find out that the grandfather, who is kind of an estranged grandfather, put out a reward for the kids, and they reunite with their grandfather, and so it's a really wonderful story. It's, you know, there's so many elements to it, there's so many pieces to the story, but it all comes together at the very end, and it all comes together. And it's based on a series of books, so it's like usually we adapt one book, but this is based on a series of books. The books are beloved by many, many people for many, many years. So you'll see the four boxcar kids, you'll see the grandfather, you'll see the doctor, you'll see different characters from the different books come to life on stage.
Well, it sounds like a great production. And I have a feeling if you have been looking to take a son or daughter or maybe niece or nephew to their first play, that this would
yes.
be a great opportunity because while it's professional theater, this is part of the Prime Stage Sprouts series. How young do you think kids can be to enjoy this play?
Well, typically we've been thinking like third grade and up, but we had very young kids last night, you know, with their parents, and they loved it. They stayed with it. They were enraptured by it. You know, they were caught up in the story. They laughed. I think so. Typically, women thinking about third grade and up, but I was amazed about how many younger kids actually came with their parents last night.
Well, it's a great chance to introduce your kids to live theater, the new
yes.
Hazlett Theater, a great venue to see a program like this. And primestage.com is where you can find ticket information. We've linked to it. The Boxcar Children will run tonight and tomorrow afternoon. And it should not be difficult to get here. I would not be concerned about the big concert in town because it's easy to approach the new Hayslett Theater from other directions. Seven p.m. tonight, 2:30 tomorrow. I know that's I'm sure you weren't planning that at the time you picked this play. It runs next weekend too.
That's correct.
I know a few listeners have already told me they plan on coming and seeing it, so you'll have some folks in the house.
And we also have next Saturday. We do our special sensory inclusive performance at 2:30. So those that are those with sensitivity issues, those on the spectrum, this is an opportunity also for them to discover theater. And have a theater experience, have a very welcoming and meaningful theater experience with the Boxcar Kids, and that's Boxcar Children. I'm sorry, and that's next Saturday at 2:30.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Wayne. And PrimeStage.com is where you can go for additional information. We appreciate your being with us as always.
Okay. Thank you, Larry. Appreciate the interview. Thank you.
Bye. Bye-bye. And once again, primestage.com is where to go. We had this sound. Caden said that's huffing and then clanking. And Caden, you are exactly right. And then Annie, Caden's mom, heard a starter light and then maybe a gas grill. So Jack and Caden... lots of participation this morning, and indeed, Annie just confirmed that it is a gas grill.
Late in the afternoon, that aroma comes your way. Conversation turns to food. About that time of day, you'll find it not surprising when you hear somebody say,
let's go to the barbecue on Broadway. They got big beef tip that'll make you smack your lip. They've got some crazy chicken, hot wings, bone licking. There ain't nothing like stuff in the face. We'll drive them blues away down at barbecue on Broadway. Some big restaurant, get served on fancy tray.
Yeah.
Sip your dry martini until the break of day. Yeah, me, I'll take some soul food. That's what I crave down at barbecue on Broadway.
You got plate of slaw, that make your taste buds crawl.
Just let that hot sauce dribble when you get your salsa ribble. There ain't nothing like love in the face. We'll drive them blues away down at barbecue on Broadway.
Make you scream.
Get them on the side.
Open wide.
There ain't nothing like stuff in the face. We'll drive them dudes away. Down at barbecue on Broadway.
Spit right through that pig.
Stoke those coals up right.
Turn that sucker around real slow.
Let him cook all night. We're gonna be partaking in a crazy kind of way. Down at the barbecue on Broadway. You find it not surprising when
somebody say,
let's go to the barbecue, barbecue on Broadway. Go to the barbecue, barbecue on Broadway.
Tommy also knew we were looking for a gas grill or a gas stove. That's the Juggernaut Jug Band. Broadcasting live, as if there were any other way, from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger. This is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings from SLB Radio Productions. And hear now a song from Dennis McCurdy, a song that he does with the Lonesome No More Band.
My father was a fisherman, that's how he lived his life. In his hand he held a fishing pole, in his pocket he kept a knife. And when he died he pulled me close, said nothing's left for me. But he left behind his finest gift, his life upon the sea. How many times I've followed him on the path down to the bay. And I can still see him there as he would lead the way. He'd load the boat, push it off, the tide pulled us away. Oh, the memories of childhood on those sunny summer days. My father was a fisherman, that's how he lived his life. In his hand he held a fishing pole, in his pocket he kept a knife. And when he died he pulled me close, said nothing's left for me. He left behind his finest gift, his life upon the sea. For hours we would sit there with nothing much to say. And I never ceased to be amazed as the sun would slip away. He couldn't convey the feeling of those hours spent alone. But oftentimes he'd take my hand on the path as we'd walk home. My father was a fisherman, that's how he lived his life. In his hand he held a fishing pole, in his pocket he kept a knife. And when he died he pulled me close, said nothing's left for me. But he left behind his finest gift, his life upon the sea. I've never been to my father's grave, I can't go near that place. It's just not where he lives for me, and I cannot see his face. Upon the hill the piper played his last amazing grace. But with my son upon the sea I feel his full embrace. My father was a fisherman, that's how he lived his life. In his hand he held a fishing pole, in his pocket he kept a knife. And when he died he pulled me close, said nothing's left for me. But he left behind his finest gift, his life upon the sea.
Dennis McCurdy here at the Saturday Light Brigade, and we're going to play Afterthoughts in just a moment. Happy to have the return of Afterthoughts. By the way, Larry and Crossfork just mentioned that the Soundhound sound also is exactly what it sounds like starting up the camp stove, maybe that Coleman stove. Starting up with that sound of the whoosh once the propane catches on fire. Enjoy that coffee, Larry.
The Saturday Light Brigade is made possible with support from Assemble. Assemble invites the community to blast off to outer space at this year's Maker Date auction on Saturday, September 9th from 6 to 9 p.m. at the Union Project. The evening will feature opportunities to bid on learning sessions with talented creators, a raffle table, hands-on activities, food, drinks, and live music. All proceeds benefit Assemble's STEAM education programs. More information on Maker Date Auction is available at assemblepgh.org/makerdate.
If you know a teen that is looking for something to do this summer, we have a free workshop where teens can create a social justice radio documentary or podcast. All of the details you need to know about it are at tinyurl.com/SLB Summer Docs. The program is the week of July 10th and July 17th. No experience needed. Absolutely free thanks to generous support from the Heinz Endowments. What's more, participants can earn up to $500 in stipends on completion of the program. tinyurl.com/SLB Summer Docs. What one word naturally follows these three words? Pot, steak, and place. Pot, steak, and place. One word naturally comes after those three. If you think you know, take a guess now. You can use instant input at slbradio.org/radio, or you can text or call us at 412-200-5975. The word should naturally follow pot, steak, or place. Good luck. You could also add share as a clue. Dan Hicks is the gold to Horace Silver as he does the vocal for this song.
Thank you.
That's Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks. And we need a little touch of Roger Humphreys from Pittsburgh playing along with Horace Silver, the writer of the song. And Roger is still cooking. It still sounds great when he plays this song. Lots of guesses coming in. By the way, speaking of songs, Susie, we don't have the Rosemary Clooney song you requested. We'll make a note of it, but I could not find that anywhere in our library. But thank you. We're looking for the one word that naturally follows these: pot, steak, place. I'll add share to the list. Office is another clue. And Jim in Crafton Heights says that we could add Eric to the list. And I suppose we could, especially once we add office. 412-200-5975. Join us on the radio ticket guest. Let me see who else has come up with correct answers. Chaplain Steve just got it. He also suggested Eric. Oh, title is a good clue too. And deed also works. Russ suggests corn. And indeed. And Mike and Myers got the correct answer. And Dan and Mercer said he got it on the first clue. The word pot. Well done. And that gets us up to date with the folks that have answered. No, it doesn't. Gail in Stanton Heights, good morning. She just got the correct answer. So, have you come up with it? The one word following those that we just gave you: pot, steak, place, title, deed, share, office, Eric. What word naturally comes after those? Take a guess if you care to, by phone or text, 412-200-5975. And I see Kit Madden just got the correct answer. Thank you, Kit. Patrick just texted with the answer. He's in Stanton Heights. The word candle also works, although usually somebody might say candlestick, but you could say candle followed by the word we're looking for. Stanton Heights is on the move today. Martha and Bill just got the correct answer. Kathy and Tyonesta, you've got it. Gail mentions that the Stanton Heights Morningside Yard Sale is today. And here is a text from somebody whose number ends in 67. I don't know who this is, but well done. You got the correct answer. Text us back if you'd like, and we'll acknowledge you on the radio. Thank you. It's Chris from Dormont. Chris, it's nice to have you tuned in. And a correct answer, I believe, this one, yes, it's from Kathy. Well done, Kathy. And the word we were looking for, holder, potholder, stakeholder, shareholder, candle holder, Eric Holder, former attorney general, placeholder, office holder. Congratulations if you came up with holder, that's who we were looking for, or what we were looking for, holder. Another chance for you to earn a Saturday Light Brigade charge coming up in our next hour. Now, that was Horace Silver and Company, including a Pittsburgh jazz legend, Roger Humphreys. Here now, a song from Cozy Sheridan, in which she first provides an intro to it, talking a bit about why she wrote the song.
All right, we're gonna conjure up my musical mentor, my grandfather. I'd like you to imagine right now that seated at the piano is a man in a gray suit with a red tie. He's in his mid-70s, and he's playing 76 Trombones Lead the Big Parade. And his grandchildren are marching around the room. It's Thanksgiving. When my grandmother leaves the room, he sings you dirty verses to songs he learned in college. And the only one I remember is the following. Get out your old rubber bustle and get out and hustle, 'cause the rent is coming due. While you're out there making money, I'll be waiting for you, honey. If you can't get five, take two. My grandfather used to play 76 trombones, and Miss Otis regrets on a piano on a flatbed truck all the way down Main Street with the color guard and the vets. My grandmother saved the picture they ran in the paper, George and his ivories in the lead. 76 trombones lead the big parade, George and his 88 keys. And Miss Otis regrets that George will be unable to lunch today. He's down the hall in his room with some childhood tune that will not get out of his way. There's a bird on the windowsill, or is that his old backyard? And the sparrow that once sat on his palm. 76 trombones lead the big parade, and George's head, now they all play different songs.
mother, and she wore a big red rose. George wears what the nurse dresses him in. Now he can't understand his clothes. My grandmother comes to help him eat his lunch every day and sits with him through the long afternoons. 76 trombones lead the big parade, and love does not forget its tune. Gathering dark, we'll play a song in F sharp, 'cause George taught himself on just the black keys. We'll play it by ear to call heaven near, where not one note has to sound alone. And 76 trombones lead the big parade, and George all the way home.
Jamie's daddy says that he can't sing, can't carry a tune in a bucket, in a box or anything. Oh, but late at night you'll hear a sound so sweet, a sound so dear. It's Jamie's daddy singing low for only her to hear. You can sing to the baby, she won't mind. You can open up your heart, you can leave your blues behind. She will curl up her toes and grab you by the nose. You can sing to the baby, she won't mind. The morning sun shone down on little Larry in his gown. He kicked his legs and he tried his best to fly. When we baptized him in spirit and christened him with song, it was a gift to him, to me and you, to last a whole life long. You can sing to the baby, he won't mind. You can open up your heart, you can leave your blues behind. He will curl up his toes and grab you by the nose. You can sing to the baby, he won't mind. The shepherd boy came in, he was cold and he was thin, stood by the door not knowing where to turn. Mary hugged his little head and she gave him milk and bread. She took him to the manger and this is what she said. You can sing to the baby, he won't mind. You can open up your heart, you can leave your blues behind. He will curl up his toes and grab you by the nose. You can sing to the baby, he won't mind. You can sing to the baby any time.
Heidi Mahler, Sing to the Baby, and Cozy Sheridan with her poignant George and his 88 keys here at the Saturday Light Brigade. And we have a lot of birthdays being celebrated. If there's one you forgot to get in, you can call us 412-200-5975 or text us, and we'll do it right away. And we'll also let you know how you can mail birthdays to us in advance. Happy birthday today to Ian from Dad Jack in Greenfield. And Jack's wife, Barbara, celebrates tomorrow, June 18th. And Ryan, Ian's brother, celebrates on Monday. They have three birthdays in a row. Happy birthday to each of you. Lauren of East Liberty from Mom Karma celebrates today. Also today, in addition to Barbara, we have Kirsten of Southold, New York, one of the girls, with Megan and Susanna, Mom Penny, and Dad Pete, Moshe of Butler from Grandma Shirley and a Harmony, and also tomorrow, the 18th, Sarah of Highland Park on Monday. In addition to Ryan, we have Edward from Richard, Anna, David, Michael of Penny Hills, John of New Hampshire, Marianne of Regent Square, Bob of Greensburg from Heidi, Jacob, and Alexis, and Annie. Happy birthday to you, Annie, on June 19th. I believe it's a milestone. Happy birthday. On June 20th, Tuesday, we have Sandra Martin of Highland Park from Mom, Dad, and Renee. Elias of Kennerdale from Mom and Dad and Ivy. Anna of Shadyside. Joan of Regent Square. From Lisa, Cynthia, and William. We saw Joan's stone at Carnegie Mellon last week. I believe it was Joan's stone. A nice little tribute to her for service. Nino, happy birthday to you. From Andy, Jan, and also Jamie, and Rosie, and some additional birthdays. There are a lot of birthdays we've got to celebrate this week. Camille of McCandless from Mom David, or Dad David, Mom Celestina, Brother David, and Sister Licia. Also, Evan of Hampton from Mom and Dad, and Ryan and Kelly of Mount Lebanon. On the 21st, we have Amelia from Sophia, Brian and Maureen of Highland Park, Christopher of Westview from Mom and Dad, and Abigail, Bill from Teresa, Pam and Vaughn, happy anniversary, Kristen of Dormont from Brian, Colin and Lucy, Joan of Cranberry from your family. Nice to see you a few weeks ago. And Alexis of Denora from Mom and Dad and Leaf. On June 22nd, Paul of Salzburg and Hayden from your family, including Tyreek, Robert, and your great-grandma. Finally, June 23rd birthdays, Larkin from Mom and Dad and Otis. Hi, Larkin. Happy upcoming birthday this Friday. Anthony of Pleasant Hills from Linda and daughter Taylor, Thomas of the South Hills from Mom, Dad, and George, Judy of Butler from husband Dick and daughter Megan, Devin of Moon and his grandfather Robert of Marion Center, from Eric and Amy, and finally Allie from Mom Rose.
SLB announces listener birthdays at 8:55 every week. Would you like to surprise a friend or family member? Just send us their birthday information and address, and SLB will mention their birthday on the radio the Saturday of or before it occurs, and send a card too. To add your birthday or surprise a friend or family member by adding theirs, visit slbradio.org/birthdays or write to us at slb@slbradio.org or P.O. Box 100092, Pittsburgh, P.A., 15233.
Include the birthday person's address, and we will make sure he or she receives an official Saturday Light Brigade birthday card hand carried and delivered by a uniformed employee of the United States government. Broadcasting live from historic Allegheny Square, along with Ricky Berger, this is Larry Berger, and this is the show that gets your weekend off to a good start. Ours too, the Saturday Light Brigade. Saturday mornings at WRCT Pittsburgh, WIUPFM Indiana, WMCO New Concord, KRDP Apache Junction, Goldfield Ghost Town, Phoenix, WSAJ FM Grove City, WCUC FM Clarion, WNJR Washington, Tube City Online at WMCK.FM McKeesport, Audio Now, where you can listen by phone at 641-793-5122, and slbradio.org/radio.
it's cool to have some kind of lover. He don't believe it's true, cause he just found another. And when you see him, you might see him on the street. He walks with rhythm, cause he got some kind of beat. Lord, he kicks his heels a bit, his suit's a perfect fit. He knocks him out, and though he seems alone, somebody wants my phone. They want to shout, he's a walking, running, only, and they're calling him by name. He won't be leaving town till he can cop some fame. They don't know what it takes, but it's the reason why. The girls all smile at him as he goes walking by. Lord, he clicked his heels a bit, his suit's a perfect fit. He knocks him out, and though he seems alone, somebody wants him on the phone. They want to shout, he's walking, running, lonely, and you know that he's on fire. Don't try to warn me, girl, cause he's my heart's desire. You take your heroes and you put them up beside him. It ain't no contest as the one and only ride him.
Maria Muldaur. And that's a hot version of that, isn't it? It was recorded live at the Bread and Roses Festival of